Roads wear a deserted look. Shopping and business centers remain shut. And attendance in government offices and schools stays thin. This is the situation in Gilgit-Baltistan, which is facing sectarian strife. The root cause is the influx of Sunnis from Pakistan, essentially Pashtuns. Since the Zulfikar Ali Bhutto regime in the mid-1970s, Islamabad has been continuously encouraging sectarian polarization in Gilgit-Baltistan. The situation worsened dramatically under General Zia-ul-Haq, when the military dictator encouraged cadres of the radical Sunni Sipahi Sahiba Pakistan to extend its activities to the Gilgit-Baltistan region. ISI-backed Sunni extremist organizations are now engaged in activities like bomb blasts and killings that provoke sectarian clashes.
People of Gilgit-Baltistan don't want the occupation of Pakistan. They want to end the occupation as soon as possible. But that's why the government of Pakistan, every time and always, it tries to manipulate the people by killing Shia sect one day, and next day the agency killed the Sunni. So they want to show that this is the sectarian clashes. In this context, again they send their troops again and again to Gilgit to occupy the area further. And this is the strategy of Pakistani intelligence agency and Pakistani military government.
Three different sects of Islam, Shiite, Sunni and Ismaili, are common in Gilgit-Baltistan, with the Shiites dominating, unlike other parts of Pakistan, where Sunnis constitute the overwhelming majority. While Islamabad refuses to delegate powers to local Shias by establishing a viable modern political structure, the military and intelligence agencies maintain ad hoc policies to govern the region with an iron fist. Pakistan is using well-rehearsed divide-and-rule policies to paralyze local society and exploiting ethnic and religious fault lines to weaken the people in their demands for genuine political and socio-economic rights. To forcefully execute its rule in Gilgit-Baltistan, Islamabad continues to create insecurity in the region, and violation of human rights is rampant.
There is no any kind of human rights organization in our area. And Pakistan doesn't allow any human rights organization to that area. And in flood also, and Pakistan only shows its own provinces, its own states, like Pakhtunkhwa, Sindh, or Punjab, not our area. Our area is still hidden from the international community, from the human rights organization, and from the media. The media, the local media of Gilgit-Baltistan, is threatened by ISI. And they cannot publish or they cannot telecast anything about Gilgit-Baltistan's real situation.
पहले हमें अताबाद झील ने मुतासर किया, उसके बाद फिर जो है सैलाब आया, सैलाब के बाद जो है वक्तन फवक्तन ये नाखुशवार वाकयात पेश आ रहे हैं, इसकी वजह से लोगों की जिंदगी जो है इंतहाई अजीरन बन चुकी है और हर शख्स जो है अपने आप को गैर महफूज समझ रहा है.
The influx of Taliban is also a rising threat to Gilgit-Baltistan, as it will hasten demographic change and hurt local cultural identity and ethnic solidarity. It seems that the situation can only take a turn for the worse, as Islamabad continues to sponsor Talibanization and fuel sectarian strife in Gilgit-Baltistan.